Draft preview continues, and since it's Thursday, that means we're talking best fit for the Broncos at wide receivers. We're outside here on the practice field. I'm Phil Milani with Andrew Mason. Chris Hall is on vacation, and Mace, we're looking at the wide receiver position.
Yes, we are, and for the best fit for the Broncos, you're not just looking at guys who can help at wide receiver, but potentially on kickoff and punt returns. That's an area of need. You've got Isaiah Burst coming back after handling that duty for much of last year. Jordan Norwood's going to be in the mix, but certainly if the Broncos can find someone to really grab those returner spots, it would help them out going forward.
Yeah, definitely a crowded position when you're talking about two Pro Bowlers and Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, plus a lot of talk about Cody Latimer stepping up this year. So Mace, who are we looking at?
Well, let's start with Tyler Lockett out of Kansas State. You know, 5'10", 182, so there's questions about, you know, his size, but no question about his speed. 4'4 at the 40 at the scouting combine. No question about him as a receiver. You see him making a lot of plays underneath downfield. He's great at getting yardage after the catch. And key thing for him is he's a returner. 19.1 yards per punt return last year at Kansas State. You know, over 28 yards per kickoff return for his career at K-State. So you know that he can step in on returns right away, even if it takes him some time and he probably to get playing time as a wide receiver. And he likely projects as a slot guy in the NFL. He should be able to provide a punch on returns right away for whoever drafts him.
And then the next guy we're talking about might be joining some of his old teammates here.
Yeah, Jameson Crowder out of Duke University. Highly productive, 3 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Also has experience as a punt and kickoff returner earlier in his career at Duke. As a punt returner, 12.7 yards per return as a senior, 14.1 the last 2 years, so he's very effective there. The advantage of Jameson Crowder is, A, he's been at Duke, so he's been in a very complicated offense, and he's learned, you know, about the kind of things you're going to have to do in terms of route trees in the NFL. And also, I really liked him down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile in January because, you know, they put him on the outside, they put him in the slot, he made all the catches. He catches with his hands, not with his body. Very fundamentally sound receiver. And, you know, not quite as fast in terms of straight line speed as Tyler Lockett, but certainly I think maybe a more effective all-round receiver. I think you can see him go outside and inside, even though at 5'8", 185, you'd say, okay, strictly a slot guy. I don't think that's the case for him because he's very effective at making all the catches.
Okay, thanks, Mace. Those are two quality guys right there that the Broncos might be looking at. We'll have to see where they go. Our wide receiver preview will finish up on Friday with a look at Jalen Strong from Arizona State. For Mace, I'm Phil.